You're listening to SBS News.
The United States has finally reached President Joe Biden's COVID vaccination goal. Mr. Biden wanted 70% of American adults vaccinated with one shot of a COVID vaccine by the 4th of July. It may be a month late, but Jeff Zients, the White House coronavirus coordinator, says there's still a strong sense of progress. He says they're making significant milestones in their fight against the virus by reaching the 70% target.
With these ongoing efforts, there's a strong sense of progress, and you see it in the number of shots we're getting into people's arms each day. Over the past few weeks, we've seen a nearly 70% increase in the average number of new people getting vaccinated each and every day. In the last 7 days alone, 3 million Americans have gotten their first shot. That's the highest 7-day total since July 4th. And just today, we hit 70% of adults with at least one shot, including 90% of seniors with at least one shot.
The U.S. still hasn't hit the administration's other goal of fully vaccinating 165 million American adults by July the 4th. It's about 8.5 million short. New cases per day in the U.S. have increased sixfold over the past month to an average of nearly 80,000, a level not seen since mid-February. Deaths per day have also climbed over the past 2 weeks from an average of 259 to 360. President Joe Biden's chief medical advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says breakthrough infections when previously vaccinated people contract coronavirus are rare, with a percentage of 0.01% or less.
There's no doubt when you vaccinate someone who has had an original infection and who has recovered, not only do you increase the depth of the protection, not only do you increase the duration, but you also increase the breadth of it so that you cover not only the original, but the variants. And that's the reason why the recommendation still holds that even though you've been infected previously, in the context of variants, it's a good idea to get vaccinated anyway.
Meanwhile, in the U.S. state of Louisiana, one of the largest hospitals has brought in nearly 36 healthcare workers from across the country. It's to help treat the increasing number of patients hospitalized with COVID-19. National Disaster Medical System Stephanie Flood Thomas says they're basically a response organization that can help backfill hospitals.
When the resources of state and local facilities are stressed as far as healthcare response, we come in and can backfill a hospital. We can set up an emergency room in a tent, basically outside of a hospital in case the hospital has been destroyed.
In West Africa, a resurgence of coronavirus cases is hitting the region hard, with funeral numbers rising, cemeteries inundated, and hospital beds becoming scarce. Some 82 million doses have arrived on the continent, though that's just 10% of the number needed. Nigeria has just received a little over 4 million doses of the Moderna vaccine donated by the US. Those visible shifts are pushing some people, like teacher Ogoji Abel, to seek out the vaccine.
I'm very happy that there is a vaccine for coronavirus. So, and I've never yet taken my own, but I'm looking for a place that I would take my own. If there is a place nearby where I stay, then I would take my own.
Nigeria is also set to receive more than 29 million Johnson & Johnson vaccines purchased by the government through the African Union. But there's still work to be done to get the word out on the benefits of vaccination, with many, like businessman Damilola Victor, still wary of getting the inoculation as conspiracy theories spread online.
I don't know what... I'm okay like this, so I don't know what they took. The kind of vaccine they want to give to me. So that's why I said I totally reject it. So I can't. I'm against the vaccines.
Meanwhile, in Pakistan, rallies have broken out, with hundreds of shopkeepers and hotel owners gathering in the southern port city of Karachi in protest at the latest coronavirus lockdown there. The demonstrators demanding restrictions be eased, including hotel owner Hashi Ramzan Kakar, who says their businesses were being hurt.
The rent for the hotel, wages for waiters and staff, we're paying for all that from our own pockets. This is killing us financially. I appeal to the government, for God's sake, have mercy on us. Save us from this oppression. We will follow all SOPs.
SOPs.
The lockdown, which began over the weekend, will remain in place until August 8, and China has tightened control measures and conducted mass virus tests after the recent outbreak of COVID cases, which has spread to 26 cities in 11 provinces. The cities tightened management on key residential communities and main roads linking the main urban areas with other cities. And in the capital city of Beijing, residents were advised not to leave the city. Sarah Shalala, SBS News.